This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. All of us have experienced criticism. In his book, Be a People Person, leadership expert John Maxwell said, criticism is something you can avoid easily by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. Well, in other words, if you're going to do anything in this life, you are going to be criticized. What do you do when you're criticized? Well, you can get angry. You can lash out at those criticizing you, like the teenage child who snaps back at the parents, says something like, you're just old-fashioned, or you're not fair, when the teenager's criticized. Or you can criticize your critics right back at you, like the husband who says in response to his wife's telling him that he doesn't pick up anything, well, he says, you don't cook anything worth eating. Not a smart move on his part, but that's one way to respond. Or you can spread rumors about those who criticize you. Get back at them that way. All of those responses may make you feel better for a while, but they will do you no good either. Rather than those rather unfruitful responses, let me suggest two very simple alternatives. But first, there's a principle. And the principle is this. Consider the source. Consider the source of the criticism. Some people are just prone to criticize no matter what. My now deceased friend Ed Walker, back in Oklahoma, used to say that he knew of people who were born in the objective case and in the kickative mood. In other words, they object to just about everything and they have a kickative attitude about their life. What I'm saying here is you have to consider where that criticism is coming from. What kind of person is making the criticism? I had a lady come by my office not long ago. The first thing she did was criticize my shirt color. Then she commented on the fact that she thought my shirt wasn't tucked in properly. What did I do? I filtered that criticism through the knowledge of who that person was, and that they are constantly critical, and I ignored the criticism. There's a fable from Aesop's Fables for Children. It's called The Lion and the Ass, and here it goes. One day, as the lion walked down a forest aisle, the animals respectfully made way for him, and an ass brayed a scornful remark as he passed. The lion felt a flash of anger, but when he turned his head and saw who had spoken, he walked quietly on. He would not honor the fool with even so much as a stroke of his claws. And the application there from Aesop is, do not resent the marks of a fool. Ignore them. But your criticism may come from a trusted ally. Your criticism may come from someone you trust very much, someone who has your best interest at heart. You still need to consider the source. That person may make a valid criticism or perhaps not. So you now have two choices. You can take it or leave it. You can take the criticism and take it to heart, or you can leave it. You still have to filter it through the person. That does make a difference. You still consider their words. That person who criticizes everything about everybody may still have a valid point. So think about that. I chose to ignore the lady's criticism about my shirt, but I do admit I took a look at my shirt. Was it tucked in properly? I wanted to make sure. When it's in the one of those persons that's in the objective mood, the kickative case kind of person, we're less likely to take them seriously, but we still need to consider it. Don't completely ignore them. It's like the guy that kept criticizing the new preacher after every sermon. Your sermon's too long. Your sermons are boring. All you do is talk about yourself. This new pastor was distressed, so he goes to the chairman of deacons and says, what's wrong with this guy? All he does is criticize him. And the chairman of deacons says, oh, don't pay him any attention. He doesn't have a mind of his own. All he does is go around repeating what he's heard everyone else saying. Okay, you still need to listen to what that person is saying, even though they may be overly critical. The principle holds true. You either take it or leave it, whether that person has your best interest at heart or whether they don't. You may feel strongly about something They may criticize your idea, your plan about what you're doing. Even coming from that person that you trust, you still need to filter it. And how do you know? Well, in humility, you go to the Lord and you seek His guidance. You listen to Him. And still, you may not know for sure. Some things are easy, like wearing the right shirt or having your shirt tail properly tucked in. Other things may not be so easy, like what's your best career path at this time in your life, or how do you approach a particular work project? We go to God and ask for wisdom. Psalm 32:8, David said, or he heard the word of the Lord, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." One thing is sure, you'll never know by sitting there and doing nothing. You have to get involved. You have to do something, knowing that you might be criticized one way or the other. You listen to God, and in humility, you discern and you do your best. If the criticism is valid, you take it to heart. If not, you ignore it. You consider the source, you take the criticism, and you move on. I like how Theodore Roosevelt said it years ago. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of a high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. Come back here next week. Join me here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God called you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.